So what, if anything, should state lawmakers do in response to the Cuomo administration's admission last week that they basically ignored the state legislature's request for pandemic data because they were concerned with politically motivated attacks?
Look, the conference is addressing this issue. We expect to have some legislation moving forward because obviously we understand that we're in a different place with the pandemic. And I think a better place in terms of light at the end of the tunnel with the vaccine. So, we're not where we were last year, just around this time when all of a sudden it hit us, nobody knew what it was. We were not getting any resources, any help or guidance from Washington, and that was a disaster. The one of the things that I think we have to address immediately, and it is a key component of Tish James, Attorney General's report, and that is the fact that in many of the nursing homes around the state, we do not have safe staffing levels. That is something that the legislature, I believe, needs to address immediately. We need to look back. We need to get all the facts so that we can learn for the future. But at the same time, there are some things we know right now that need to be fixed. And safe staffing at nursing homes is right at the top of that list.
Do you think it should be applied to hospitals as well? Because I know the legislation that's existed in the past has been a much broader safe staffing ratio to hospitals, for example, as well.
Well, I'm actually supporting the current legislation that is there. Mm-hmm. I understand there are a lot of additional issues with hospitals that have to be looked at. But right now, we know the issue with nursing homes, according to the Attorney General, is a crisis. There are different staffing levels depending on the nursing home, and that has got to be fixed.
There is, and you kind of just mentioned it with regards to the conference, a growing drumbeat in the legislature to terminate or potentially amend the governor's extraordinary pandemic powers, which are set to expire in April. As you look back, though, are there any decisions that the governor has made using those extraordinary powers that you disagree with and think should have gone a different way?
Look, it's very easy to do Monday morning quarterbacking and looking at some of these orders and saying, well, we should have done it this way, done it that way. But at the end of the day, we have the authority as the state legislature to, repeal any of those executive orders individually anytime we want.
Right.
And so could you look back and say in some areas, maybe businesses and restaurants could open up a little bit earlier? In some areas, maybe they open too soon. And so if you look at the statistics now, you could probably see in some areas you could have reopened sooner. In other areas, you opened too soon. I mean, these were, decisions that had to be made, very quickly to try to get, try to get the numbers down. And in the beginning, the numbers went down dramatically, from we were at the top in the country. And then it dramatically dropped over a several-month period of time. But I think we also need to learn, what happened since and why did we start rising so much? I think a lot of that had to do with people coming here from, other parts of the country and other nations to some extent, but mostly from other parts of the country where they weren't taking the virus seriously and following the proper protocol.
And finally, Senator, there still is a call from some corners of the legislature and even some Democrats that there needs to be subpoenas of the Cuomo administration to find out more about the information they have with regards to the pandemic response. Do you think it's time to subpoena the Cuomo administration, or should they just be given until February 25th when they're scheduled to testify at the health hearing?
A lot of stuff going back and forth, honestly, is more politics than it is trying to deal with the policy. We have got to get all the answers as to what went wrong so that we can figure out what to do in the future, moving forward to make our nursing homes a lot safer. Obviously, the legislature always has, the ability to use subpoena power with anybody. But right now, we've got to get the answers. And again, I think we need to immediately move towards trying to fixing some of the obvious, which to me is safe staffing at nursing homes.
It sounds like you're okay then with waiting till February 25th for the health budget hearing.
You know what? This is a matter that we're continuing to deliberate about in conference.
Well, we've been speaking with State Senator Jim Gorin. Senator, thank you so much for making the time. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.